Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos from DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, we rolled into a new town. We had a bunch of ministry to do today. I just got off a video call with brothers, and I want to bring a teaching to edify you all today. Today's teaching, as I'm walking down the sidewalk, it's late at night on a beautiful night. Nice breeze, too. Proving in Scripture. The title is Proving in Scripture. So proving, this is a concept that is all over the Word of God, old and new. The Bible tells us to prove all things. Ephesians 5:10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. The Bible tells us various things, like men's actions are to be proved to other men. Acts 9:21-22. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is it not he that destroyed them which were called in his name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. So they were proving out who Paul was there, Saul, who became Paul. And then Paul, in this verse, proved men. 2 Corinthians 8:8, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion for the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. Well, there's another act of proving. And I mentioned Scripture says, prove all things. 1 Thess 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. That word prove in 1 Thess 5, it's always good. I always encourage people to go and look up the root words in the Greek and the Hebrew and then look up what that actually means. And if you look up that root word prove all things, it means to test. It means to approve of, to verify, to discern, to examine, to scrutinize. So it gives us more meanings when we look that up in a good concordance. Look up the Greek, look up the Hebrew words. So let's explore this concept of what few people really kind of focus on, and that is God in the Old Testament proving men. Have you pondered this? That's what God did in the Old Testament. Let me read some verses to you. Deuteronomy 8:2, and thou shalt remember the way which the Lord God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not. So there's God proving, testing men. Exodus 16:4. And then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. So God testing, proving men in the Old Testament. Exodus 15:25. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he cast it into the rivers, the waters were made sweet, or he cast it into the waters, the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Exodus 20:20. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. So all these verses about God proving, it's many, many times in the Old Testament. That word there, that prove in the Hebrew is nasa, and it means to test, to tempt, attempt to try. So that's what God was doing in the Old Testament. God the Father was acting, these men, acting in a way that these men would be proved, would be tested, and we read the verses about that. And he was testing to see what their faith was made of. Psalm 66:10. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Kind of put through the fire like silver is. It's burnt and the dross is burned off. So that was before Christ. God was proving men. Again, we see it many times in the Old Testament. But here's kind of my main point I want to get to. talking about proving in the Bible. How about in the New Testament? When we get to the New Testament, is God still proving men? Or could it be because the Holy Spirit and the New Testament body has come and Christ has come, we are tested by them. We're tested by ourselves, asked to test ourselves, versus the Father doing the testing. Let's test that theory, all right? First off, there is one scripture verse that I could find, only one, where Jesus kind of proved a man. This is the context of it. John 6, 5 through 6. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. So that's that one small minor issue where Jesus kind of proved him right there, Philip, to see what he would do. But outside of that verse right there, it's interesting what happens in the New Testament. The proving changes, and we're going to talk about that. It's no longer God proving men, but it's men proving men and us proving us and us proving what is good. See the change? And that's because the New Testament has come. The Spirit's come. The Messiah's come. The body has come. And now the focus is different. The onus is different. We have a part now in this new covenant. It's different than what we had in the old covenant. Let's read some verses. Romans 3:9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, Paul says. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. So there's the approving of men there by men. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is perfect, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See there, we're proving something, not the Father. 2 Corinthians 8:22. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. So you see this switching of how proving is taking place. I think that's really critical. And we see that responsibility, function, action, what God's ordained, all of this is taking place differently. We need to take note of that. We're in the new covenant. How are we supposed to be proving things out? Waiting for the Father to do it? Are we supposed to step up in the Spirit and in the body and in the Word and do it ourselves? How about this one? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Kind of tells us what we're supposed to be doing, doesn't it? It absolutely does. Galatians 6:4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. Do you see these actions we have to take? As we street preach, we're constantly getting people from the evangelical world and all the other churchianity places telling us, you don't have to do nothing. Jesus did it all. He takes care of everything. But that's not what Scripture teaches at all. Scripture teaches we have much to do in the new covenant. And now we're seeing we have proving to do of various kinds and of various actions and various kinds of ways. 1 Timothy 3:10, and let these also be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. So Paul's talking about the proving in the situation where we're involving deacons. And so I think by reading these verses from the Old Testament to the New Testament, I've shown you good examples. Other than that one where Jesus proved Philip over that one small case, it really wasn't a deep spiritual proving. It was just about what his actions would be for the food. I think the main point in all of this is to show us the dichotomy between the Old Testament, the New. God was active and directly proving men back then himself. But today, really, and the other point, God was using much more wrath back then, much more judgment, right? There's a little bit of it in the New Testament. God kills Ananias and Sapphira, and there's judgment coming in the Revelation, and in 1 Corinthians 11, people die taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. So there still is judgment. God hasn't changed. But we see the amount of judgment is different, and we see in the Old Testament he was doing proving, but now we're doing the proving because of the Spirit, Christ, and the Word. We even see God in the Old Testament tell men to prove and test him. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, there should be not enough room to receive it. So he was telling the men back then to prove him. But in my studies, I couldn't find that nowhere in the New Testament. Guess why? Well, I think it's very clear. It's changed. God has nothing to prove anymore. Never did have, but definitely in the New Covenant. Why? Christ has come. The Word has come. The Spirit has come. The Word meaning the finished Word. The Spirit has come. The body has come. And basically, God has proved everything to us. He now expects us, by these scriptures, to rise up in his ways via the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, repentance to him, the new life he gives us, the holiness and obedience we walk in and enduring. He now expects us to carry out his ways. And we're the ones that need the proving now. We're the ones that need to be testing all things. We're the ones that need to walk out our half of the new covenant, not sitting back waiting for God to prove out man. The proving is in Christ. How about that? Christ is the standard. The proving is now in the covenant following after Christ. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So ponder that, the difference of proving from Old Testament to the New. And let me leave you with one last verse. Revelation 21:7. He that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. If you think about it, overcoming is kind of a proving. We've got to overcome. We've got to endure. We've got to keep going. We can't just sit back and expect it all to be done for us. And so we must overcome, endure to the end, to hear well done and good and faithful servant. So I hope that encourages you. I hope it blessed you, this idea of proving Old Testament to New. And as we study these topics out, it's amazing. You see the nuances between the Old and New Testament, a lot of similarities, and then the differences when they change. And they're even still the same when they change. And a good example is like circumcision of men's foreskins, now circumcision of the heart. The slaughter of a sheep, now one sacrificed Messiah once for all. While there's big differences, it's still the same in its core nature. And I think proving is one of those topics right there. So I hope all you saints strive on in Christ so you can prove to yourself, to your brothers and sisters, ultimately, yep, overcome. We're proving to God where our faith stands, where our allegiance stands, and how much we love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, Matthew 22 and the book of Mark. So thanks for listening. I really appreciate doing these doing these teachings. I'm going to be doing a verse-by-verse in Philippians soon, but that's on my mind now. I really like doing these topical teachings, and let me know how I can help you with the faith. You can email me from dontperish.com. Look at our email address. Check out all of our resources, all of our sisters' blogs, our daily edification audio. Every day we put up a daily edification audio, and then we post interesting things at the top of our edification page, pouring out to our brothers and sisters all over the world. Any seekers that are listening, you need to repent and follow Christ with all your heart. Let me know, I can help you in it all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.